from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It is a shame that Joey Cantillo was very serviceable today. I don't know, I'd say he was great. You can tell he still has a ways to go with his pitchability, his ability to hit his spots. He left, I think it was a curveball up, and it was basically left in the sweet spot where if it was probably a half inch either way, it's a home run. But yet he got out of jams today. Like, he gave you, what was it, 5 2/3 innings, 3 earned run. Did give up 8 base runners, so we're talking about a whip that is probably somewhere in the 1.3 range for today. But, like, that's the kind of start that the Guardians have been living on with the Ben Livelys, with Tanner Bibee, with Gavin Williams.
Gavin!
For 4 months. In a day, it wasn't enough. And it's funny, dude, like, I think, and P.J. Ziegler just, Fox 8 just tweeted this out. He said, this is the closest the Twins have been to the Guardians in the Central Division since May 16th. Cleveland's lead heading into Game 2 tonight is just 2.5 games. Part of me says, yeah, this is what playing in a very competitive division is. Like, the same thing that would drive us crazy when the Guardians were 3 games above 500 and the Twins were a 500 team, and we would be, oh, is this real? Is this real? You're just asking the same question. It's just that.
Yeah,
these two teams and the Royals are much better than anybody thought they'd be.
Yeah, and they've come on. I mean, they started out the year, they were kind of the opposite of what the Gardos did.
Yeah.
And then now we're kind of meeting in the middle, Nick.
You know what's ironic about this? The Twins are kind of, and have started to act like a Terry Francona-led team. The Twins pretty much struggle to get out of the gate, whether it's below 500 or right at 500. They play good baseball, but not great baseball. They have health issues. And then right around July, they just start kind of coming together as a team. And so it would be very ironic if a team that played this year, antithetical to how Terry Francona has wanted to play. And what did Vogt say? Every game we treat it like a playoff game so that when we're in the playoffs, we'll be used to that kind of pressure. It'd be very ironic if Terry Francona-type team came up and bit you on the booty and kicked you out of the playoffs or kicked you out of the divisional lead.
And also, in the playoffs, you can't lose 6 in a row.
That is fair. I actually think it's so simple. I here's the thing.
You get eliminated.
Steven Vogt said again after... Well, you lose like 4 in a row. You get eliminated.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lose.
You don't get those extra 2.
Sometimes you just lose 1 in a row and you lose. It's playoffs, man.
Playoffs.
I actually am now going to disagree with Steven Vogt. I don't think the Guardians are playing atrocious baseball. They are below 500, I think, since June 1st. They're certainly now 6 games below 500 in the last 6 weeks. So I don't think they're playing great baseball, but they're not. I don't think they're playing horrible baseball either. I actually think they've probably been closer to a 500 team the last 6 weeks. They just have had the bad thing happen when you couldn't afford to have it happen, yeah. And the good thing happens when it is of no meaning. For instance, you're up, you're down 4-0 in this game, and Brian Rocchio hits you a home run in a game where the top of your lineup is a big, fat, bleeping ofer. And that's where the bad baseball is coming from. The bullpen, guys, bullpens fluctuate. Bullpens, Peterlin used to call relievers themselves fungible. Bullpens are fungible. You can exhaust a bullpen. And by the way, just because they're exhausted now, by games like Cantillo today, you can get those guys back. So I'm not really that concerned about the bullpen if the starters can just, I don't know, do what Joey Cantillo did today. But it is guys who are hitting against type. I saw three atrocious at-bats today from Stephen Kwan. Can't have that. And by the way, that's not because he was hitting 300. This is not like law of averages. Well, it's a regression to the mean. No, those are bad at-bats. Undisciplined. Swinging at too many things. Josh Naylor needs to remember, in some instances, if you got two guys on, a long single or a nice double is going to go plenty far enough. Yeah, sure, you take all three runs at once. I'll just take one or two of those runs. Because you're still getting hits. Like the one of your Arizona losses, you had like 10 or 11 hits. So you're getting hits, you're just not being able to drive them in. And this is the downside to being a top-heavy lineup, is that Will Brennan, who is, honestly, I don't know anybody that's thrilled to see Will the Thrill back, but he had three hits today. Brian Rocchio got a home run, brought in two. Jimenez got a hit today. It wasn't the guys that usually have been doing you in today. It's a top of the lineup. But they're not bad hitters. Yeah, Naylor's, there's some swing and miss, some, not just swing and miss.
Naylor's been a little undisciplined lately, I think.
I also think he's just a hot and cold player. Like, his swing profile leads to some hot and cold. That's fine. Babo, his brother, same damn thing. That's fine. But you can't have Kwan, Hosey, and Hosey kind of has this too, where Hosey maybe can shorten up a little bit and remember he can hit doubles just as well as he can hit home runs. You can't have all three of those guys, Kwan, Naylor, and Hosey. You can't have them swinging for the fences on every, trying to win the game. Six-run home runs don't exist. So when the Guardians are their best, those guys are balancing, all right, what am I getting and what can I turn it into? And when you can turn it into a home run, doing so. But the opposite of that is, well, this guy's not going to give me anything to hit a home run on. And by the way, Schneeman should not be hitting second. I know he's a lefty, so we're going to do the lefty-righty thing, Ober, you know, maybe take advantage of that matchup. He swung at two changeups early in the count. The dude has no feel right now. So you're putting a guy that has no feel in the lineup around three of your best hitters who have no feel. That's not going to jumpstart anyone. Thankfully, Angel Martinez is back at Triple-A. So I can watch Rocchio hit a two-run home run. And
you're really salty about that home run by Rocchio.
No, I willed it. I willed it into existence. I bleep talked him so hard.
They've been saying that about you. You can will things into existence.
I'm the opposite of a cooler. I'm a heater. If you're on a cooler and I say this guy sucks, you're going to get hot because
of me. Well, I mean, listen, if you've ever laid next to you at night, you know you put out some heat. You're like the oven.
That's why I got an AC and two fans going, buddy. Ceiling fan and just another fan.
You don't need the heat in your room.
That's true. I am the heat.
Or a heater.
That's true. People have been saying it.
You're on one.
And I just think it's as simple as this is the downside of, and there's no right or wrong. The downside to the Tito philosophy of wake me up when you're halfway through June is you give away a lot of baseball. And that you find yourself very content to keep pace with the division instead of maybe keeping pace with the elites in baseball in building that winning mentality early in the season. There's a lot of putzing around in the dark until you find your groove. But there's no pressure. Or there's limited pressure. And you can ratchet that pressure over time. But the downside is, if somebody else in your division comes out hot, well, then you're playing catch-up in July and August and September, which doesn't always work. The flip side of that is we're going to treat every game like a playoff, which is great when you're feeling good, when the vibes are good.
Good vibes.
When you're treating every game like the playoffs and you're playing like crap, that pressure exponentially increases. You cannot tell me that there is not massive pressure in that locker room right now. That those dudes aren't feeling some sort of way, that they understand what the numbers are going to say if you lose this game tonight. That's not where I want this team playing. And so the challenge of Steven Vogt, this is it. These last 6 weeks are the biggest challenge of his career to this point. And how he learns on the job will go a long way to decide whether he's a good manager, a great manager, or something in between those two things, or less than those two things. He's got to find a way to break the pressure. Because you can't. I watched Steven Vogt earlier. That's a dude that's feeling the pressure. And if you want to know the difference between 2022 and 2023 with the Guardians, it's pressure. 2022, they knew every day we're going to have a starter go out there, give us six solid innings, so you're not going to have to overly tax the bullpen, and the lineup knew they could be more patient. The next year, immediately out of the gate, every one of your starters goes down. You've got young guys trying to backfill innings. They can only fill some, so you burn out a bullpen that already struggled early in the season, and then because the bleep hit the fan so early in that season, the lineup came out and was trying to prove that they could hold court with the Yankees after losing the playoffs the previous year. This year, what we're seeing, the two tails of the season are those two seasons playing out. And so now it's on Steven Vogt. How do I get these guys out of the way? Because, you know, we've talked a lot about Deshaun. With Deshaun, it's simple. I think he just needs to play four games in a row. He seems to be healthy now. He seems to be way more involved in the bleep than he ever says he will be. If you go play four good games, the pressure's gone. Same thing with these guys.
Just a good month?
Dude, a good weekend. You win the next three games, you'd be surprised.
Put together, like you said, how about two games?
Yes. Yeah. Two games, three games, four games. And then all of a sudden, you're going to catch a little rhythm. I don't think there's a flaw in the premise of how Vogt manages. But I think this is the moment where, all right, do you go and scream him? Right? Do you scream out of the building? Do you do the Bull Durham? You throw the bats in the shower? His dudes are half naked all around? Or do you get them out of their way? Hey, team outing, we're going to go have swirled ice cream. And who wants Bittinger's and Wadsworth? Like, is that what you're going to do? Only he can know the answer. But it's on him now. And it, by the way, it starts with this game. Because if they're flat as hell in that locker room, it's going to take you a couple innings to figure it out in this game. And Cobb may or may not give you that. On one hand, I'm so happy they threw the veteran second. I really am. Because you kind of knew what you were dealing with after seeing Cantillo pitch in the first game, which, again, he didn't pitch bad. But now at least you know, all right, as long as Cobb is healthy, there's a veteran on the mound. The lights are a little brighter because it's Friday Night Baseball, and I think you start to see people are watching Friday Night Baseball a little bit more because more people have gotten Apple TV. Like, it's becoming more of a, I don't want to say premiere, but it's becoming more of a national game feel to it. All right. But man, does it start with Steven Vogt.
Has
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Glitz worn off of Stephen Vogt from the start of the year?
Nope. It shouldn't.
No, I don't know why it would. I mean, you still have a team that's got one of the best records, if I could talk. Best records in baseball.
If they collapse all the way and they're not in the playoffs, it will.
Yeah.
But now?
Yeah, people will hammer him, but it's not like, it's not going to make me change my mind that I think the guy's going to be a good manager.
No, but we do the recency bias thing in sports all the time. Mm-hmm. It's the reason why the guy that wins five games at the end of the season keeps his job, and the guy that wins five games in September is handing out resumes in January at the Senior Bowl. It shouldn't be that way, but it absolutely is. I will say there have been some things said on this station that I cannot abide by.
You can't abide by them?
So, okay. So Mitch in the mornings, Mitch, producer Mitch.
Mitch, please.
Mitchy. He basically got papped going to the movies alone. And one of the sales guys here, whom we love, sent a very judgy text to the morning boys about Mitch being going to the movies alone. And I'll explain why, because we're going to do this is basically the Olympics of loneliness here. I don't think going to the movies by yourself is a lonely event, because it's not a social event. You go to the movies to watch a movie. There should be no talking during the movies. Like, the before and after are parts that can be social. But most of the time, I go there because I don't want to talk to people. I go there to just kind of relax and enjoy. And I actually find going to the movies by myself more enjoyable than going with most people.
I like going to the movies by myself. I haven't gone in a while, but I think it's definitely an enjoyable experience, like, when I go. It's kind of a getaway. It's kind of like just me time.
It's a total like decompressor. Here's the thing. I think if you think that's weird, or if you don't think you could do it, I think you're telling us that you're a codependent. Now, I can't tell you who in my life...
Like insecure?
No, I can't do anything by myself. I'll be honest with you. A fair amount of things I enjoy doing by myself.
I enjoy doing a lot of things by myself.
So, we start there. And then in the conversation, Owen... And Owen's a father of six. He's a married man. Owen said that he'd prefer to go sit at the end of the bar by himself than go to the movies alone. And that honestly, that is the saddest, loneliest thought I could possibly have.
That's what he came up with?
That's what he came up with. And again, I'm kind of actually pulling a morning boys here because I didn't have anybody to pull the sound. So I am... Lima's, well, it sounds like, but at the same point, I verbatim heard Owen say that now that he's in his 30s, 40s. I don't even know what Owen is. He's kind of nebulously middle-aged.
He's nebulous.
That he finds that to be a less sad situation. Now, if I travel to Chicago by myself, I'm waiting on a friend. I'll sit at the end of the bar. When I was in Indianapolis, that cougar hit me up, try to get in your boy's business because I was sitting alone and chatting with the bartender and everything like that. So I am very social in that setting. But if we say 4 times out of the week, I go see a movie by myself. I'm like, oh, okay. That's just something you do to decompress. If you say 4 days out of the week, I go sit at the end of the bar by myself and don't talk to anybody,
I'm going to think you got a problem.
I'm going to think we got to schedule an intervention.
Yeah.
So we're actually in complete lockstep here, right?
Yes.
216-474-0092. What is a lonelier experience? Going to the bar, sitting at the end of the bar by yourself, or going to a movie?
There's nothing lonely about a movie.
Because it's all, okay.
Just because you're in a public place by yourself, that's lonely?
I think it's...
I'm choosing to be alone.
I'll be honest. I don't know why that seems lonely to people. Is it because some people associate it with like a date activity? Is that what it is?
You like dating?
I'll be honest. Have you ever gone to a movie on like a first date? I did with Vanessa.
By the way, that's not what you want to do.
No.
No.
And I didn't know that. Dude, you know, no, so.
You go out, like you're not going on a first date where you can't talk.
We went from putt-putting, very, very, there's a lot of opportunity to talk there. We went from putt-putting to the movie Superbad, which, by the way, fits my humor profile at the time. Took a risk there.
That's a gamble.
I mean, she stayed. All right. So anything that happened is on her. That's your bad taste that is now driving your bad decisions. But no. And like, we actually joked about it afterwards. We're like, well, that was, we had this like great conversation going. Then you go into the theater, you're talking, then the movie starts, and it's just awkward silence. Now, the good news is I am going to laugh if I think something's funny. Like, you go to a movie with somebody you don't really know, and you're sitting next to them. If you're in any way self-conscious, you can basically take yourself out of the movie. Nope. I was the guy that in Bowling Green, Ohio, this must have been my freshman or sophomore year, when Borat was on, and again, very largely college crowd, very politically correct crowd. I laughed my ass off at Borat. Borat.
You said it twice like that. I'm like,
I did.
Would you like some porridge with your borage?
Haven't touched your Borat. Are you feeling okay? Got some tummy problems? Honestly, had she thought it was rough that I was laughing, we probably just wouldn't have gone on a second date. Because if she didn't find that movie funny, we probably wouldn't have been getting along very well. But like at the same point, no. I don't understand it. Honestly, people should do more things alone. I get it. Like, I think it's awesome. Like, as a couple, doing anything with Vanessa makes it better. Hey, you want to do the taxes? Yeah, not really. If she's there, yeah, we'll fight about it. Of course we will. But you're not doing it right. But I'll be happy that she's there. Same point. Anything I can do with her, I can do by myself. And enjoy it and not feel
what,
like...
What else do you like to do by yourself?
I mentioned going to the movies.
I'm saying you know.
I like to sit outside alone, pondering.
You go on walks by yourself, of course.
Yeah, God, I love going. Yeah. I actually prefer to go on walks alone because it's a lot of pressure to try and keep a conversation going in between.
I really like watching sporting events by myself.
Yeah. I think she,
I love it.
I think she likes when I watch sporting events alone because when she watches it with me, anytime she chooses to ask me a question tends to be the wrong time. And I tend to be a bit of a grouch. I do. I hate to admit, especially like Guardians, not so much because they're 162 games. Browns games, Dude, I'm like the anger junkie in anger management, where the guy's listening to the Sixers game.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Well, he's listening to the Sixers game.
You probably watched it three times this month.
And he's no, I actually haven't. Thank you very much. That was a very nice shot that you just took there, you D.
No, it's actually not a shot. It's more of a surprise that you're able to sort somehow manage the time to watch. Like you told me the other day, like you just watched, I don't know, like Beer Fest. You watch, like, yeah, I actually watched it three times last month. I'm like, oh. What else do you watch three times a month?
Last month, I might have given you a 6-week window.
Okay, so you name an obscure movie that we just randomly bring up on the show, and you're like, "Yeah, I actually saw it." Like,
I mean, you just let that one slip right by, Dustin.
Yeah, I'm not very focused.
You don't want me focused.
You don't.
Yeah, I only watched it three times in 6 weeks. There, give it to him again.
I don't like you guys looking at me.
Well, I think he's trying to.
I can't even see him.
I think he's trying to give you the opening to jam me up.
All right, this is going way over my head.
I mean, you gave him a month. He said 6 weeks. It's like 2 weeks difference. It's not really.
Are those two different time frames?
I'm actually gonna jam Keith up on this one because this is not that big of a deal. Like I said a month, and then you said 6 weeks. I'm like, oh, that's a bigger time frame.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah, well, I wasn't like, oh.
Nick and I looked at each other. We got it.
No, I knew he was going to jam me up on it. But yeah. Kudos for you
because
for being a team player.
Not even that. Like, you just made a point.
Yeah. Yeah. So I watch it once every 2 weeks instead of three times in 4 weeks. Makes total sense.
It does. It's 2 extra weeks to watch it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.